Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. About a dozen state forestry division firefighters from around the interior and personnel from local fire departments are fighting a 30-acre wildfire in a residential area in Delta Junction this afternoon. Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the fire was reported about 1 p.m.
It was a tree on a power line that started a couple fires, and they merged together. And it got into a grassy field and spread pretty quickly with the wind that's blowing down there.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory effective until 6 a.m. Saturday for the Delta and Deltana area for south winds blowing 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusting up to 50. Mowry says that is why forestry has issued a burn ban for the area. He says the fire is burning in a residential area in the northern part of town.
Tana Loop Extension, there's quite a few people that live on that road.
Delta City officials have opened up the community center in town in case evacuations are ordered, but Mowry says that didn't happen as of 3:30 this afternoon.
There are no evacuations taking place at this point. There were some structures immediately threatened, but that's been mitigated. And we also have the fire department on hand that's helping us out with structure protection.
Volunteers from Delta City and rural Deltana fire departments, along with forestry equipment and firefighters out of Delta, Tok, and Fairbanks, are working to suppress the blaze. Mowry says an aerial tanker out of Palmer has dropped a load of retardant this afternoon.
Kids are being kept at the school rather than being shipped home, just to make sure that, you know, things are safe and that school buses aren't getting in the way.
Mowry says this is the Fairbanks Forestry Office's first significant wildfire of the season.
We've had a lot of, you know, debris burns that have escaped, you know, but nothing to this extent where we've got an air tanker and got crews and things like that.
Mowry says the fire is not yet contained and he has no estimate on when it might be. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly approved a nearly $166 million budget late Thursday night. That includes money to keep the Mary Saya Recreation Center open. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The assembly debated for about an hour before approving Lance Roberts' amendment to add $374,000 to the budget to keep Mary Saya open through the coming fiscal year. A dozen members of the Friends of Mary Saya, who earlier were waving signs on the street corner urging the assembly to fix the aging rec center, broke out into applause after Catherine Dodge announced the unanimous vote.
Mary Saya Rec Center funded for another year. Unanimously.
One of Mary Saya's friends, Kim Dunchy Herning, says the group is encouraged by the vote.
What we hope to do is keep it open as long as it takes to have it replaced by another facility.
Dunchy Herning says she hopes borough voters approve a ballot measure Mayor Carl Castle has proposed to finance construction of a new aquatic center by selling bonds. But she's concerned voters may not support the proposal because of the borough's tight fiscal situation.
It was going to be demolished, you know, and then we were going to be at the mercy of the voters.
Roberts says borough taxpayers have invested a lot of money into the 68-year-old rec center over the years, including an extensive renovation in the 1980s. And he and the facility's supporters believe that with some additional maintenance, it could stay open for at least a few more years.
I just don't like to throw away buildings just because they're a little old. Many places in the country have very old buildings that they use, and I think we can do better.
Castle had proposed demolishing Mary Saya as part of a program to catch up on long-deferred maintenance on borough facilities. He told assembly members he'll let them know if engineering studies being conducted on the building reveal serious problems with its structural integrity that could jeopardize its certificate of occupancy.
If the city inspector does pull our occupancy rating, depending on whether or not he gives us any time, we'll keep it open as long as we possibly can.
The final budget also gave the school district just over $50 million to minimize school district layoffs and spending cuts. Assembly members and school board member Wendy Dominique both agreed to do a better job communicating over the level of funding the borough would provide for the district and the size of the district's budget reserve.
I just feel that those conversations were needed early on. They didn't happen. And I look forward to having those conversations early on for the next year.
Assembly members tweaked several line items in the proposed budget, including some involving solid waste. They turned down Sean Tackey's proposed amendment to eliminate funding for attendants who monitor some transfer sites for dumpster divers and vandals, and another by Christopher Quist to close the borough's 14 transfer sites and landfills on Sundays and half of Mondays. That would have saved $500,000. But Roberts says it also would inconvenience people.
People need those days at that transfer station to be able to dump their trash, and I don't think that this is the right alternative to cut that out, at least for the weekends.
On another issue, Roberts failed to convince members to hold the mill rate at last year's level of 11.9 by paying it down with $5.4 million from the general fund. The Assembly instead approved an amendment by Finance Committee Chairman Matt Cooper to boost funding for facilities maintenance with any general fund balance money left over after the annual contribution to the budget reserve. Next year, that'll add about $2 million to the maintenance budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories, visit KUAC.org.